This is DJ Jan Müller from Berlin, and you listen to Standing Room Only on killradio.org.
Begräbt. Welle, die mich trägt und mich dann unter sich begräbt. Wie eine Welle, die mich trägt und mich dann unter sich begräbt.
Hey, you're listening to Standing Room Only right here on Kill Radio. Special show today. Recording it today live at just after noon. So not our usual time, not our usual day. So we're going to have an unusual show today. Got a special guest with us here in the studio. We have a couple guests. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. My name is Jan Müller. I'm from Berlin and Hamburg in Germany. And I have a DJ show here tonight in LA at Club Transistor, and that's
excellent.
Why I'm here.
And Kathy Laura is in the studio with us also. She puts together the Club Transistor show. Where can we go and see that show tonight?
That's at the Grand Star Jazz Club in Chinatown tonight, starting at 10 p.m.
Awesome show. And is it upstairs?
It's upstairs again, yep.
Yeah, fantastic space up there. And you guys are all going to rock out for us, right?
We are.
We're going to be dancing.
We are.
It's going to be crazy.
Yes.
Okay, so Club Transistor tonight. So let's... let me ask Jan, actually. You're here on a DJ exchange program, right?
Yeah, it's from Goethe Institute. That's a cultural institute from Germany.
And okay.
They try to spread some cultural things all over the world.
Excellent. And so it's like world. It's is it? They're trying to spread German culture, or I mean, not spread German, but they're trying to introduce people to German, promote German culture. Or all world cultures.
Promote, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think it's a little problematic, but they do many of exchange things. Perhaps for this DJ, I think it was an exchange, and some of the American DJs also went to Germany, and so it's nice.
Excellent.
I also play in a band, and we did it. We did it with a Siberian exchange program, and it was very interesting too.
Let's hear about the band a little bit. Now, we just played a track from your band, and the band is called...
Tocotronic.
Tocotronic. I'm trying to decipher the... There's like... It's triangle, T-O-C.
Yeah.
That's how you spell it. And it's we just played a track off your album, Capitulation, with a K. right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that track and the band? And how you got involved in
it? Yeah, this track is called Mein Ruin, in English, My Ruin. And it's about vanishing.
It's about what?
It's about ruining yourself. And it's difficult to explain. It's already difficult to explain in German. And so in English, even more for me.
Yeah, okay. We just heard that track, Mein Ruin. How do you say it? You just said it better.
Mein Ruin.
Okay.
But you can also say my ruin. It's similar.
Right, exactly. We have quite the laughing gallery here in the background. I want to hear a little bit about this band, then maybe we can talk about this exchange program and how you got involved in it. So how did you get involved in this band? Did you start the band or did you join the band?
The band, we founded in 1993. We played for like 15 years together.
Oh, wow, okay.
We were friends before, the drummer and me, and so I learned at the university. I met Dirk, the singer of the band, and so then we made...
Which university was that? Was that in Berlin?
No, this was in Hamburg, actually.
Oh, okay.
I studied in Hamburg this time. And in Germany, the cities are not so far away, I think. It's like Berlin, Hamburg is like 180 miles, I think. Or what will it be? Yeah, it's difficult for me because...
Two-hour drive?
Yeah, two-hour drive.
And they're major cities.
Yeah, it's really small. Germany is a small country.
Yeah. Interesting. And, okay. Yeah.
And so, and then we made 8 records. This is our eighth record now. And
Yeah. Is this your most recent one?
I don't know. I like them all very much, and
Is this the last one you made?
Yeah, this is the newest.
Right.
It just came out this year in July.
Okay.
And we've been on tour now in Germany for festivals, and we'll be on a longer tour in October, also in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. But
that's
far away.
Where can people go to listen to your music? Do you have a website?
It's possible on MySpace, I think. Mm-hmm. www.myspace.com/tokotronic.
Okay.
There you can find some songs.
And that's TOCOTRONIC, MySpace/tokotronic. Well, let's play another track, and then we can hear about this exchange program.
Okay.
Yeah. We have something loaded up here. What are we about to hear?
We are about to hear a German band from Köln, Workshop, with a track called Großer Terpentinsee.
Excellent. More Standing Room Only after this.
Das nicht in alle versteckte Falten, so die Übelst der Versicherungen Freude. Großer Terpentinsee, in dir erholt sich keiner, findet keiner einen Ausgleich, bis auf den Pimmelvergleich. Sommers brennende Benzin, was gibt dir die Erde auf? Ersticke die weichen Wünsche und schlitze sie auf. Großes geheimes Sommerfest, alle Einladungen sind erfolgt. Es riecht nach Kotze und Korn, restlichem Fleisch und Zorn. Schlafende Frau weckt sie der Mann. Was du einkaufst im Geschäft, ernährte gerecht. Dickheit mehr schlecht als recht in dieses Lebens Gefecht. Macht man jetzt an dir? Erfolglos alle Leiber, alle Lieder neben mir. Schlafende Magierin, die Lehrzeit ist vorbei. Wende an, was du gelernt hast, und alles bleibt dabei. Schafft das nicht in alle versteckte Falten zur Biopest der Versicherung an Freude fest. Großer Terpentinsee, in dir erholt sich keiner, findet keinen einen Ausgleich bis auf den Himmel.
Hey, we're back with Standing Room Only. Several guests in the studio. Jan Müller. I'm going to keep trying to say it. One of these days, I'm going to say it exactly right. I know. Did I say it pretty good?
Great, yeah.
Jan Müller? Okay, great.
Perfect.
Kathy Laura is in the studio also.
Hi.
And we have a third guest. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the band that you're in?
Helen, hi.
Hi.
From Berlin.
What's the name of your band?
The band's name is Look Baby, and we are four people, and yeah, from Berlin.
Excellent. And you play clubs around Berlin. Do you travel around Europe?
No, only Berlin. We are a very new band.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, we start at for 1 year. And
oh, so we're getting a Kill Radio exclusive here on
yeah.
your band.
That's true.
Fantastic. Well, we should play one of your tracks in a minute after we do a little bit
of
talking. So where can we find your music? MySpace.com/...
Then Look Baby Music.
Look Baby with an exclamation point. Very good. Well, I want to talk a little bit about how do you say the name of the institute, Kathy?
Goethe Institute.
And it's spelled G-O-E-T-H-E.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's how they pronounce the T-H in German.
Oh, okay.
Goethe.
And what is this organization and how did you get involved in it?
The Goethe Institute promotes German culture throughout the world and... I have been DJing a tour of German pop and electronic music for many years now, and it was a bit by chance that the Goethe Institute promoted a number of my gigs in Paris, Krakow, and here in Los Angeles and San Francisco.
And there, can you tell us a little bit about this exchange program that they're involved in?
I came back to Los Angeles and I met some people from the Goethe Institute and they were very, very nice and they asked me to organize a DJ exchange.
Between Los Angeles and Berlin specifically?
It's also a year of Los Angeles, Berlin also. It's a special year apparently too.
Oh, okay.
It's in conjunction with that.
I did not know that.
With this special year that we have DJs from Berlin coming in.
Excellent. Okay. They have offices here in Los Angeles?
Yes.
And do they have offices in Berlin as
well? Oh, yes. In San Francisco. They have offices throughout the world.
They're a big organization. Where can we find out about them? Do they have a website?
I think it's goethe.org is the website. They're in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York, and probably a few other locations in the U.S. Yeah, it's goethe.de, G-O-E-T-H-E.de.
And DE is the designation for
Deutschland,
German websites.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, you know, it's so weird. I mean, just to go off on a random tangent, but it's so weird that U.S. websites get .com and the rest of the world got doled out these different... I mean, they can get .com too, but they got doled out these different designations.
Yes.
.de for Germany, .ca for Canada, you know, all these different things. And there's not really a .us. It's like .com.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why is that? Is it a conspiracy? It is, actually. The U.S. was founded... Founded on the Internet. No, the Internet was founded in the U.S.
For
the most part. A lot of it was. Not all of it. So we kind of stole the thunder for that. And we gave ourselves .com. Does that piss you off?
No. DE is shorter.
Yeah, that's true. DE is shorter.
It's unique to use in California. Everyone asks me twice, DE?
Seriously, yeah. You can wear it like a badge of honor. You'd be proud of it.
Oh, no.
No. We're .de. Kathy, tell me a little bit more about this exchange program. So we know that you got involved with the I can't say it now.
Goethe Institute.
and you were going to do this exchange program. But how does it work? How do you find DJs for it? If DJs are interested in it, how do they become involved in the program? And how do you decide, you know, who's going to go back and forth?
Well, I was asked to select some people, and everybody was very eager to come to California. So that was it. I lived 9 years in Berlin, and I played in a band there.
Right.
I was a DJ there, and I've DJed a lot, and I know my German music very well. And so I had also been in touch with many people over the years, and some people had given me a lot of music. A lot of record labels also had over the years. So we had already in the spring Desi, who worked for Kitty Yo Records. She came. She was their international rep for a while. And she came. And we had Florian come also, who has a band and with whom I've DJed in Berlin before. And Jan is in one of my favorite German bands and in one of my favorite German electronic acts, this Bierbeben. Uh-huh. And so that's why I asked him to come, because I thought he'd bring this interesting mixture of indie pop music and electronic music to the evening.
Excellent. And you send DJs from Los Angeles over to Berlin,
yes.
Berlin too, is
yes,
that correct?
We're working with Club Transistor, and we sent Maurice
right.
de la Falaise, and he's the coordinator here at the club, and he also had a party he still does his Pas Avion party periodically, and that party has always featured music from throughout the world. He is Mexican, and there's Mexican pop, and then they're into French pop, and Japanese pop, and Chinese pop, and German pop, and they're interested in music in different languages. So for that reason, I had offered him the trip to Berlin.
If DJs feel that they would fit into that scenario, you know, having some sort of interesting international music flair, would they be able to contact you in some way?
and ask
to be involved in the program?
Well, this is the one exchange I'm doing this year. So
okay.
I am sorry. I there was only one place this year. So
okay.
I wish I could offer this to many people all
uh-huh.
the time.
Okay.
So.
But people can contact you on MySpace and see what programs you're doing and
that's true.
Find out more about Club Transistor.
Where
can they find out about that?
Yeah, that's over my website, which is myspace.com/KathyLara. That's CathyLara.
All right, and let's hear another track that Jan has prepared for us. What are we about to listen to here?
It's the band Mutter, in English Mother, from Berlin, and uh-huh. the track is called "Heb dir deine Tränen für jemand anders auf," in English. It's difficult to translate. Keep your tears for somebody else.
Okay. And is that deck two that we have set up? I'm so confused now.
Sorry.
Where did we put that? Which CD is that?
I don't know.
It all just disappeared.
I can tell you.
Is it?
One minute.
It's CD six, right?
CD six, yeah.
And what track was it?
22.
Okay. Nothing but professional radio here in Los Angeles. They brought out the big talent for you, and that's me, and I'm going to... All right, track 22. We'll be right back with more Standing Room Only after this. Don't go away.
Thank you.
Standing Room Only on killradio.org. Hey, if you'd like to call in, you can. 213-252-0998. It's the number here in the studio. We might even pick up the phone and talk to you, so give us a call. Jan, I wanted to ask you about how you got started in music when you were growing up in Berlin. When did you realize you wanted to be a musician and you wanted to be a... you wanted to be a musician and play music live and also be a DJ. When did that happen for you?
Oh, I think I started up at like 1991 in Hamburg this time, because I lived in Hamburg at this time, and I just had a punk rock band as a hobby or something like that with,
okay,
with friends. And
was this in college or...?
This wasn't before college, it was school time.
Like teenager.
As a teenager, yes. Yeah. And to start it really professional was with like when I was 23, 24, when our band Tokotronic became famous in a small thing.
Right.
Many people liked them, so...
I've heard you have quite a following in Berlin, actually.
Yeah. It's we are still kind of underground band, not a big mainstream, because it's difficult to become famous with good music in Germany, because you know bands like are really famous in Germany. They are sometimes so it's kind of underground thing, but
okay,
you
right.
can have a living of on it, but
yeah, sure, yeah. Okay, and when did you start DJing?
Oh, this was also in when I was like 23 or 22 in Hamburg. At there was a really nice club called Golden Poodle Club. It still exists, and there are everyday DJs, and I started there also as a with some friends to do it one time a week. And
is that a pretty famous club in Berlin?
This is also in Hamburg. Because
oh, Hamburg, right, yeah.
And there I did this for some years. And I don't DJ regular in Germany, just when there's a party where I'm asked. And so.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, Golden Poodle. I love that name. That's good. We need a we need a club like that.
That's a nice club.
Is it like a weird? Hamburg. Is it called? It's called Golden Poodle in German, or in English?
I must. It's the same name. I think it's Golden Poodle. Golden Poodle. It's the same. It's the same. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And they have a nice mixture of music. Sometimes electronic. Sometimes. More like 60s and beat, and sometime rock or indie rock, and so.
Wow, so there's
depends
no.
Depends on the day.
There's no translation for Golden Poodle. It crosses all cultural boundaries.
Yes.
We've definitely got to get that club here in Los Angeles. Helen, we're going to play a track from your band, Look Baby. What are we going to listen to?
We listen to Fight.
And is there anything we need to know about this song?
No, I don't think so. Just listen a little bit post-punk.
It's post-punk,
yes.
When did your band is fairly new?
It's very new. We started for 1 year ago with a New York guy from America. He's a drummer. And yeah, now we are four people. And
okay.
We are very new.
Excellent. Well, let's listen to the track. We'll be back with more Standing Room Only after this.
Yeah.
Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. Jan, I wanted to ask you about, basically, what is it like DJing in Berlin? How do you think it compares to Los Angeles? Like, what's the club scene like? What's it like?
Oh, the problem is I haven't seen so much of Los Angeles club scene yet because we arrived just on Tuesday.
Right.
But I can tell you a little about Berlin.
Okay, excellent.
I think it's the biggest city in Germany, and it's also, and that's a special thing, it's the cheapest, one of the cheapest cities in Germany, and so many people come there to live, also from other countries. There are many people from the USA and from England, from Scandinavia. And
it's very affordable.
Spain. Yeah, it's very affordable, and so it has a big club scene and many many locations, and you can get every day in the week. And
so it's good for musicians.
Yeah, it's very, very good for musicians.
Yeah. Is it, how hard is it to find a gig there if you're a new musician and you just moved to Berlin?
Depends on the music, I think.
Yeah.
Like everywhere. But perhaps Helen can say it because she has a new band now, and
okay.
But I think it's you can find gigs there.
You can find gigs. Yeah.
I think it's not so. I think it's easy. You can play everywhere. Okay, when you've got connections, it's much easier.
Sure,
everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's okay to find locations to play.
But a lot of opportunities.
Yeah,
for musicians.
Yeah, so
yes. I toured with my band like in the year 2000. I toured with Tokotronic in some American countries at the East Coast, like in New York and Chicago, and I think it's much harder here in the USA than in Germany because you have much more bands here and much more concurrence. Is this the word? Much more
what?
Casey, what has
competition?
Much competition. Perhaps we, for example, have this pay-to-play thing and things like this. I think you have it here that it's really, really hard to. I don't know about LA, but I thought so in at the East Coast in New York and at this time some years ago it was really.
So you think we have really so many bands here? It's hard for a band to.
Perhaps I don't know. That was my impression.
That sounds about
my impression, and I think it's a little easier in Germany.
Okay.
Because it's not so normal to be in a band like here. It's
like
it's,
in it's, LA, it, everyone's in a
yeah,
band.
It's changing. It's changing also in Germany now. But it's. But you have more rock and roll here. It's because rock and roll was born here, and. In Germany.
Oh, we stole rock and roll from England.
Yeah. Okay, perhaps. I don't know. I think you both invented it in England and America.
Yeah, we had a lot of birth of some rock and roll. Well, that's true. I mean, we had Elvis Presley who stole rock and roll from blues and jazz culture, which originated in the U.S. But then we have things like punk culture, which we stole from Europe. Mm. So.
Yeah,
it's all a big mess.
Rock and roll is about stealing, I think.
Yeah,
the
that's
best
right.
Best thing about rock and roll, you can steal everything. And
Yep. Yeah, and you can steal something and you can hit someone while you're doing it. That's rock and roll in the U.S. All right, that was a conversation stopper. No, don't hit people. That's bad. Don't do that. Well, you just answered my question, actually, about the differences in the music scene. So if you were asked to describe the music scene in Berlin, how would you describe it? Like, what would you use to describe it?
It's a very wild mix. You have everything there, because I think the other cities, like Hamburg, is more for the intellectual kind of discourse rock, and Köln is another city in Germany. It's mostly for electronic music. All this, the label Compact is there. There's and in the 70s and spent like Can started there and Kraftwerk, they started near in the city nearby in Düsseldorf, and Berlin wasn't really a music city before the two German states came together in 1989 again.
Right, it's the breakdown of the wall.
Yeah, before that, Berlin was like an island. Some musicians lived there, like David Bowie was there for some time, and Iggy Pop and Lou Reed. They recorded there some records, but it wasn't really a music city. This started after the wall breakdown, and now it's a main city for nearly everything in Germany, also for music.
You've put out 8 CDs for Tokotronic.
Yeah.
I assume you've put out some records and CDs for your other band. What I wanted to ask you about the recording industry there. What is the record industry like there? Because in the U.S., we're having kind of a crisis here, in that we have something called the RIAA, the Recording Industry of America, that has kind of taken over all of the buying and selling of music over things like the internet and radio and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and they control all of that, and they set the rates for things, and they kind of cut the artists out of that process, mm-hmm. and they've created a new law now where in the U.S. you have to pay them, and they don't necessarily have to pay the artist. It's up mm-hmm. to the record companies to decide if the artist gets paid or not. So what are things like in Germany?
Oh, I think the music industry in Germany, it's a small of some companies, like uh-huh. the four. I think it's the same like in everywhere. It's Universal, Sony, BMG, and
right.
the other two. And you've got many indie companies. And for them, the crisis really hits their heart. It
right.
really hits their heart in the moment because it's...
Are they? Are
because
they
it's such a small market, this German-speaking market, and so
okay.
it's really hard for many bands and labels at this time to make a living on music.
Is Germany having a similar crisis that the U.S. is having in the control of music rights, like you know, payment to the artists and stuff like that?
Mm. No, I don't think so. There's a usual corruption, like you have to be on a big company to have your video played at MTV and
right.
and things like this. But the thing you told me, I haven't heard in Germany so
yeah,
extreme.
I think it's pretty much a U.S. thing.
Yeah,
like we're the only country that does stuff like that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we could probably learn a little bit from the German music industry. Kind of relax a few things over here. Okay, well, let's play another track, actually. You've prepared for us over here in Deck One.
Yeah, it's a band from Hamburg and Munich now, but they started in Hamburg, called mm-hmm. Die Goldenen Zitronen, in English, Golden Lemons. And perhaps somebody knows them because they also played already in the USA.
Oh, okay.
And this is from their new CD, and it's called Der Bürgermeister, the,
that's awesome.
The governor.
That's so great.
The mayor. And it's about how underground is vanishing in the postmodern world.
Excellent. Okay. We're standing room only after this.
Der Bürgermeister der alten Hansestadt.
ich und 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 ich. Der Bürgermeister, oh ja, der Bürgermeister. Der Bürgermeister, ha, der Bürgermeister. Der Hauptstadtbürgermeister mit seinem Hofstaat in der Paris-Bar am Tisch der neuen Maler. Ist ja eventuell bald dicht, dann eben nicht, dann halt ins Wortherz. Und die Maler tags drauf mit dem Oberbankier im Atelier. Und ich 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 und ich. Der verdiente Independent-Musiker am Hof des Königs des unbeugsamen Theaters. Der verdiente, ja, ja, der verdiente im Schlepptau mit dem König und dem kontroversen Kronprinz und der alte Kumpel des Independent-Musikers am Nebentisch des Kaisers Karl, der sich die Ehre gibt und extra von Paris herfliegt. Ja, ja, der Kumpel, ja, ja, der alte Kumpel, ich und ich und ich und ich. Und ich und ich und ich.
Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. We've got visitors from across the big pond.
Hi, hi.
In the studio. Kathy, you were just in Mexico for like 10 million years. What was going on with that?
Oh, I was in Mexico and in Costa Rica.
How was that?
That was amazing.
Did you see any good music down there?
I did. I saw a really, really incredible band two Saturdays ago in Puerto Jimenez, Costa Rica. They were absolutely amazing space rock.
They were what?
Amazing space rock music.
And what is space rock music?
Just really, they had mega groove. Very psychedelic.
Oh, awesome.
I thought a mushroom party in 1970 must have been like this. No, Costa Rica and Mexico, they have amazing music down there.
Very cool. Let's not forget that the show is going on tonight at, why don't you tell us about it one more time?
Tonight at 10 p.m. at Grand Star Jazz Club, which is where Club Transistor is tonight in Chinatown.
And you're going to be able to hear Jan spinning some great music. And you're going to be spinning
Helen,
too.
Helen also. I'll spin.
Oh, and Helen's spinning also? Fantastic.
Yes. And I'm spinning just a bit.
And I'm going to be dancing. So it's a win-win.
Okay, you'll dance with me and they'll spin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right. It'll be a spin and dance party down at down in Chinatown. That's a great location, too. I love that building. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Jan, I've got some really tough, hard questions for you.
Yes, please.
Your public wants to know. How do you decide? How are you going to decide what to play here for an American audience? Like, how are you going to come up with that? What music? How are you going to decide what music to play?
Oh, I It's that's a really hard question.
It's a tough one.
I first of all, I try to bring some German stuff or European stuff. You can't hear every day here in
Yeah, good.
In LA, and on the other side, I try to stay a little dancey, not too experimental, and but also in the edges with some really experimental stuff. So.
Is your focus?
You have to go and listen for yourself.
That's good advice. Come and listen for yourself.
Always problematic to talk about music, I think. But I try my best to give you an entertaining evening.
Are you shooting for dance tonight? Are you gonna try to put out some music that people can really dance to?
Yeah. I have a mixture of some rock music and electronic music and. Electronic rock music and rocky electronic music.
Can't wait.
Helen, what's your plan? How are you going to decide what to spin tonight?
Yes, I'm DJing every Friday in Berlin, so it's more independent music.
Okay.
But yeah, mostly English and American bands. And
is that what you spin in Berlin for the most part?
This place, or the name is Death by Pop, from the party and
that's
the location.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Death by
and
Pop.
The location is Bastard. Yeah.
Pop is what killed my father, so you know. No, I'm kidding. Death by Pop. That's cool.
Yeah, Death by Pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we sometimes play pop too. So. But Death by Pop.
So you're trying to kill people. I understand.
Yeah, we yeah sometimes.
It's really your mission. How do you spin American tunes in Berlin? Is that what you do at this club? Is the club in Berlin?
Yeah, the club. Okay. The club is in Berlin. The name from the party is Death by Pop, and the club club's name is Bastard. There are sometimes concerts
it's
and
Bastard.
Bastard.
Like
Bastard.
Like a bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
Like the president of the United States. Okay, I get it. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, awesome.
We play sometimes electronic music too. We play what we want.
Okay.
And it's very, very cool party.
Awesome. When I go to Berlin, I'm going to have to stop by there.
You should.
Check out the tunes. We have another track set up by Jan. What are we going to listen to here in Deck 2?
It's a track by electronic musician from Köln, the electronic city of Germany, and his name is Justus Könke, and he's been in a famous German electronic band called Workshop, Whirlpool, Whirlpool, and now he has a solo record out, and the name of the track is Was ist Musik? What is music?
All right, more Standing Room Only after this.
Du bist die Schwingung und die Frequenz. Du bist die Spur einer Existenz. Da ist kein Anfang, kein Ende mehr. Und all die Worte sind nur noch leer. Vom Universum ein kleines Stück. Vor der Musik gibt es kein Zurück. Was ist Musik? 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 Was ist Musik?
All right, we're almost at the end of the show here. An hour goes by really quick, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, very quick.
When you have free booze, it goes by even quicker. So we are at the end of the show. I want to hear something from your other bands, but before we get into that, is there anything else you'd like to say here on the radio? Say hi to anyone?
Nope.
How about any friends back in Germany who might listen to this? It's been advertised.
Hello to everybody.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. It's been a good show. I think
yeah,
we learned
we
a lot.
Yeah, thank you. It was really, really great fun. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Okay. Well, thanks for being on the show. And what? Okay. So tell us about this other band that you're in, and we're going to hear a track from.
Oh, the band is called Das Bierbeben. What is a beer quake in English?
The quaking beer. Quaking the quaking beer.
The quaking beer.
They really rock.
I like it. These German names are so great. You had like what, Golden Kitty or what was that?
Golden Citron. The Golden Citron. The Golden Poodle.
The Golden Poodle. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
And this is a band, I play guitar in this band, but it's more electronic music than my other band, Tokotronic.
Okay. And the track we're going to listen to?
It's called Im Kreis, like...
In the circle.
In the circle, yeah.
In the circle. Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And brand new Standing Room Only coming up this Friday, actually, at 8 p.m. Be sure to tune in. See everybody this Friday and next week. And goodbye.
Thank you, John.
All right. And let's hear some music.
Die Welt ist betäubt, betäubt und narkotisiert.